Hello and welcome to the Bitch Broadcast. I apologise for the recent radio silence, but I was being super lazy. So, on with the show. This week's Raw began with J-Lo, who wanted to tell us why he challenged Cena to a match at Over the Limit. Basically, he was sick of people taking the mick out of him and challenging his authority. You could tell he was super serious because he only messed up like 10 times. He wanted an apology for Cena insulting his voice. And so he should. J-Lo was injured in Japan, and now Cena is bullying him? Way to be a star, John. J-Lo issued a warning to all superstars. If they mock his voice, they'll face severe consequences. This, however, didn't bother CM Punk, who came to the ring to berate our hero. CM Punk got real douchey, saying that J-Lo doesn't know what the people want, and that people power is a joke. I mean, come on, it's been a raving success. I feel empowered for sure. Punk said he'd help our hero and started saying that they didn't want to see him and that he was a joke. A joke. How dare he? I was almost too upset to carry on, but then something resonated within me. CM Punk suddenly started sounding like all my ex-boyfriends.
You're stupid. You're ugly. And you have no friends.
J-Lo was clearly taken aback, and this gave us this week's
Things That Sound Gay Out of Context.
I pummel you down to the ground.
J-Lo then put Punk in a match with the artist formerly known as Prince Albert, Lord Tensai. We then cut to an advert break and return with a livid J-Lo who was bumped into by the Big Show. The knucklehead didn't see him and J-Lo bawled him out. So how did Show react? By mocking his voice. Some people never listen. Luckily, Eve and her power bitch outfit were around to hear it. Uh-oh. The first match of the night was Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show for the Intercontinental title. It was a good match, and it was nice to see my husband back in white. I love you, boo. The match ended early because Cody got out of there and lost to a 10 count. He still retained, though, so every cloud. Eve then strutted to the ring and demanded Big Show apologise for his actions. And Show did apologise. As he should have. The next match was Kofi Kingston versus my extramarital lover, Dolph Ziggler. Ziggles and Kofi wrestled a good match, but they were being watched by Abraham Washington, Primo and Epico Fail, Rosa and inexplicably Mason Ryan. Welsh Batista looked ridiculous in jeans and is just ridiculous in general. I don't like him. Anyways, as Kofi went up top, Vicky caused a distraction, which allowed Swagger to push Kofi down. Ziggles then hit the zigzag for the win. And that, my friends, is justice. We then had the John Cena and Michael Cole interview. Now, I wasn't a fan of the Rock-Cena feud, but I greatly enjoyed Cena's mocking of the Rock's penchant for appearing via satellite. So, when it came to the big interview, Cena wasn't a hypocrite at all. Oh wait, yeah, he appeared via satellite. The interview is what you'd expect, as Cena vowed to destroy J-Lo. He clearly hasn't seen him in Japan. The man is obviously an amazing wrestler. It was the tail end of an interesting week for Cena, whose recent matrimonial trouble has come to light. This and more in this week's WWE News.
It's the news.
John Cena is to divorce his childhood sweetheart. I guess you can't see me now refers to his offshore account. The Bella Twins have been released from the WWE. This is an interesting twist, as the WWE usually releases into the Bella Twins. David Otunga is said to be returning to TV after taking time out due to the Hudson family murder trial. Jeez, he needed that like a hole in the mother-in-law. Tag Team Diva action was up next, with Layla and Kelly Kelly taking on Natalia and Maxine. Layla was absolutely fantastic, as she continues to hone her in-ring skills. She's clearly being brought down by her opponents. Time for some real women's wrestling. Layla and Kelly Kelly picked up the win in the blink of an eye, which disappointed everyone except Kelly Kelly, who I hear loves a quick finish. Tag team action again, but this time it was the turn of Sheamus and Randy Orton, who went up against Alberto Del Rio and Chris Jericho in the Who Gives a Fuck match of the night. Seriously, who gives a fuck? Orton and Del Rio are dull, Jericho would rather be in his stupid band, and Sheamus, well, he's still kind of awesome. The match ended in chaos when Sheamus accidentally bro-kicked Orton, and Jericho picked up the win with a surprise codebreaker. Afterwards, an angered Orton hit the RKO on Sheamus. Well, the drama spilled backstage into JLo's office, where all the men demanded a heavyweight championship match. JLo decided to grant it to everyone. If people power truly exists, it will be a death match. Brodus Clay versus The Miz was up next, and a livid Miz hit the mic first. Miz is understandably pissed that he's gone from main event to pre-show, and well, he didn't want to be wrestling a man who thinks he's a dinosaur. The match was actually pretty good, and Miz seems like he was on top, but I could only watch those Miz boobs jiggle gleefully for a moment, as Brodus turned it all around for the win. Somebody call the WWE writers. I mean, really. We then had a Triple H update, and it turns out he's fine. He just has to wear his RoboCop sling, except for, you know, boxing matches. Brock Lesnar was due to appear, but he sent his legal representative instead. That turned out to be Paul Heyman. Heyman is a legend, I know, but can we just quickly address how much like a rapist he looks? He looks like a guy who just sits eating Doritos and masturbating all day. Anyway, Paul announced that Brock wasn't happy because his contract wasn't honoured. So after Brock go smash, Brock go quit. I just wish it wasn't all for story. Backstage, some guys from that new USA Network TV show, Common Law, chatted to The Big Show. They called themselves sexy detectives and it all got a little weird. Anyways, they began mocking JLo's voice, to which The Big Show began laughing, only for power bitch Eve to interrupt the party. Yeah, suck it, show. It was then main event time, and it seems CM Punk got off relatively easily, just being forced to face J-pop sensation Lord Tensai. Many people have questioned why he's called Tensai. I think it's because he squints. I'm sorry. Punk, however, would soon eat his words as J-Lo came out to announce that the match would now be a handicap match and that Daniel Bryan would team up with Tensai. It was a brutal match, but still sucked despite Punk and Bryan. I just don't buy Tensai. The weird breathing thing he does is real off-putting and just a general character. They need to drop him like he's an NBC show during upfronts. However, Tensai did get the win with the weird green mist thing, which he blew into his hand. Yep, I said those words. And that was that. A pretty dull Raw, all things considered. Hopefully it'll perk up. But until then, XOXO, WrestleBitch.